It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello!
No.
How are you?
No.
Thank you for coming back!
Nope, I'm sorry.
Across from me as always, Cyrus Robinson!
This isn't what I meant when I said, let's ramp it up.
This is what I got. This is the energy I have today.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. I am jacked up.
There's a level of boom in your step currently.
I don't know the last time I have gotten 4 hours of deep sleep in an evening.
Okay, that's a bummer. A
lot of tossing and turning, a lot of waking up to pee out water that I had at 3 p.m.
Okay.
My body likes to hold it, and then it's like, oh, okay. We thought maybe he was going to run a marathon.
He's asleep.
We thought maybe he was going to run a marathon, so we wanted to keep some. But now that he's sleeping, we know he's not going to. So flood the gates. It's fucking ridiculous. But last night...
Flood the gates is a great term for you pissing the bed. I love that.
That's what I have to tell the mattress cleaner every time. Like, what happened? I go, oh, the gates flooded. But I got some good sleep last night.
You did?
Yeah. And this is, I probably won't get good sleep again until I come back here.
Until you're here next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy's created a little...
We've talked about this. It's a cold, windowless room.
Like Daddy's created a little Chad cave in the basement. And sooner rather than later, he's just going to want to be here all the time. And everything is going to plan.
Yeah, you've basically built a room based on the design of your heart. Cold, windowless, and because of that...
And puts you to sleep.
I sleep well in there.
Yeah.
Now...
We had to give you something in this house because you've stopped eating sugar, so the Skittle machine is pointless. I've watched you walk by this fucking Skittle machine constantly.
Yeah.
In the past number of trips. I put it in for you and Ethan.
I will tell you, the first trip was tough.
The
first trip, I actually would walk by the Skittle machine and like rub the top like it was a little boy's head after he hit a double in Little League.
Like, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't leave here having turned into a Skittle, given the amount of Skittle that you consumed the last time.
Well, the first time. First time I was ever here when you tried to use it to beat me in championship weekend.
Yeah, but to weigh you down with sugar and fat.
Nothing can get me.
So you slept well.
I slept well, and... You were downstairs. You said, right when I was going to bed, you go, let me check something. Mm-hmm. So you went into a room. Now, there's two doors. There's a closet and two doors in this bedroom. Mm-hmm. One door you open, and it's a fucking cement wall just right by the door.
Looks like a place I could chain up a kid.
There's not enough room.
I wouldn't chain up a kid. I'm just trying to describe it.
But there's not enough room in that specific one because you open the door and it's just a wall. You can't even walk through the door.
Oh, you're talking about the sprinkler door.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sprinkler door in that room. I was talking about the furnace room.
There is a furnace room where you have tools that I can't imagine get used.
Well, that feels shitty.
And then some other things where you could, and you probably specifically would chain a child. But you went in there and you said, oh, I have to check something for the carbon monoxide.
I don't know if that's how I phrased it.
You said my dad was here and he said that every time someone's in this room, you need to go check this for carbon monoxide.
I think you're paraphrasing as opposed to quoting. But yes, was my dad here the day before you got here? Correct.
Right.
Did my dad bring me into that furnace room and show me something that I didn't completely understand?
Of course.
That was carbon monoxide related?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And did I remember that as you were getting ready to go to bed last night?
Yeah.
Also true. Those are all true facts.
Yeah. He's just like, listen, every night you go to bed, there are three precious people. Three. When Chad's here, there are three precious people in this house, and you need to make sure that... that he doesn't
perish,
succumb he doesn't to carbon perish. Monoxide.
And I'll tell you, if that was the case, if you died due to carbon monoxide poisoning amount, because I was worried about it last night. When I remembered it, I was like, let me check to make sure that thing's right, because we can't have, because if you die, the amount that I'm going to have to spend to pay off, like, what are those people called? The people from the county who look at your body and be like, it was a heart attack.
A coroner?
Yeah, I'm the amount that I'm gonna have to match a coroner's yearly salary to have them come back as like, cholesterol.
Died from choking on Skittles. Turns out when the lights go out, he does find that machine.
He fucking winds down with a pound of Skittles.
Why are there more Skittles in this morning, Chad? Well, it was dark and I poured too many in to cover my tracks.
So I don't want to have to tell people that my house killed you. That's a tough draw for me.
I will tell you, I think there's just enough carbon monoxide in the air to get me into deep sleep.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah, please.
Last night, I went up to go to bed.
Yep.
And then you, I don't know exactly what you did, but I went up to go to bed, and then I realized that I had to record something to send Justin hay bales.
Right.
And so I had to come back down and do that. And then I finished doing that, and I will just, every once in a while, just plop myself down somewhere and just be alone. Like, if I go to the grocery store, I'll sit at the grocery store just on my phone for a few minutes before I go in and be like, well, it's really busy at the grocery store today.
It is the ultimate dad shitting five times.
Yes, that's exactly right. I've been slowly implementing that into my life.
Why?
Bit by bit by bit by bit. And so last night, after I did my recording, I went and I was walking to go back upstairs. And then I was like, I'm just going to sit and take a little sci-fiver here.
Okay.
And I sat down and I started playing on my phone. And then you don't even know this, but then you must have been in your room.
Sure, I was.
On the phone.
My room, that's right.
Your room.
I have a specific room in your home.
On the phone, I'm assuming.
Yep.
And then you came back out to the living room to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did that, I realized that I have been sitting here silently outside a room where you were making a phone call. It stressed me out so bad. I was like, I just sat there. I was like, how long should I wait until I walk into the living room so it seems like he doesn't think I was listening to his call? It was torture for me.
Well, and then your phone made a noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew you were back there.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Now, did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did the phone noise on purpose because I knew you were there anyways.
Oh, thank God. It was horrible. Look at the look on my face. We're on YouTube now.
I was mumbling to myself when I left the bedroom because sometimes phone calls aren't fun.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just going to tell you that. I used some words. I used some stuff. I said some things.
That's what made me so stressed out.
Yeah. And then I was like walking out there and I'm just like, he heard it. I don't care. He's family.
It's like when you're playing hide and go seek at your aunt and uncle's house.
Yeah.
Right. And then your uncle walks in and takes a call and you're like, oh, I didn't need to know any of that.
It's like when you're playing.
You have to have dinner with your aunt in 15 minutes.
Like it's like when you're playing hide and seek at your uncle and step aunt's house, and she comes in the room, starts masturbating. Now, what are you going
to
do?
I don't want anything to do with that.
Oh, okay. Step aunt.
You did not. By the way,
step aunt digs.
There's a lot.
That's so dumb.
No, that's his character.
Yeah.
Stefan Diggs' grandmama character. How old am I? I remember Larry Johnson's grandmama. I don't ever think of, what's the Kyrie Irving one? The old man that doesn't believe in, you know, civilization being older than 800 years or whatever his character is. And so, anyways, I love Step Aunt Diggs.
Me too.
I think that's really fun. But a lot of, let's not do that.
What are you going to do? Talk about the phone call?
I was going to talk about the plague that is family-related pornography in our society.
Oh, yeah, let's not talk about that.
And thank you. That's why I said not talk about it. So why would you even push me to talk about it?
Because I just wanted you to bring it up, and then I wanted to hit the brakes.
Of course you did. You're such...
I can be your hero, baby.
For a guy who's getting the best sleep of his life, it still hasn't brought him down to the level where he's not lighting gas on fire in a room with his best friend all the time.
Well, you have to understand
what
something.
What is gaslighting?
You have to understand something, that when I know you're outside the room, and because I can hear you walk up the stairs every single time, because
I got big fucking thick hard feet.
You're getting better, but you're still not that great at it. And
because I got big haunches and they make noise.
So I know noise. I know you didn't go upstairs. So I'm talking to this phone sex operator, and I think let's ramp it up.
Let's do it hard.
Let's have a conversation that sounds personal.
Say, give it to me, Stefan Diggs. Who's that joke for? 9 people that are listening? You have to like sports and know who Stefan Diggs is, and also understand the long history of athletes dressing up like elderly characters.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah. So I got great sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would be pretty surprised that I got great sleep because while you were checking the carbon monoxide, you looked right over the fact that because your dad had been here one day earlier, the sheets had been removed to be washed and dried, and there were no sheets. It was just the mattress pad on the bed.
And that's why they call him Mattress Pad Chad.
And so,
hoping I could distract how bad I screwed this up.
I don't think you screwed it up at all.
Jen, should we get Jen on the podcast? Because she said to my face, hey, I did the laundry so Chad can have sheets. All you have to do is bring it downstairs or tell him. And I
did neither of those
0 for 2 on those things and almost killed you with carbon monoxide.
Yeah. Now, not only killed me, gave me the best night of sleep I've had in 2 months.
Yeah. We leaked just enough into you.
Just like a 0.06.
Just a little.
0.06 is my number. Can we save that?
Yeah.
Cody, can you save that?
Cody, can you save 0.06, please?
0.06.
Should we get a life insurance policy on you?
No.
And can you name a podcast partner in a life insurance policy?
I think you can name
pretty much anyone.
Yeah.
Now hear me out.
You hear me out. The reason I didn't come upstairs for the sheets is because you have a nightmarish dog named Kevin.
I don't know that he's nightmarish.
Well, here's what he does.
He's angelically nightmarish.
Jenna more than anyone. Your wife's name. Let me gather my thoughts.
Jenna.
I have it written down.
Kelsey.
I don't know.
Kelsey Cook. I can spell it.
I don't know.
I know where she was born. Where was Jenna born, Chad? I don't know. Okay. We keep bringing her cookies like you two are best fucking friends.
I know from where she was birthed.
Keep going.
Okay. I didn't want to come upstairs because I didn't need your little fucking football of a guard dog. Just like, and because I didn't want to wake up, you know.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't come upstairs and I decide I am going to wrap myself up like a burrito in your comforter down there.
Chadrito. Why am I just adding phrases on top of your sentences today? And is it working? Leave us a comment in the YouTube comments below this video, which is on YouTube.
Yeah. And go and what do you have to say? What are you supposed to say? Let me think. Chloe Ting, subscribe and smash that like button.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Hey. We would really love it if you would just take that like button and press its shit in.
We say like, so we say, hey, so confidently, and then forget what we're going to do. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hit subscribe and take that like button and treat it like a new prisoner, if you know what I'm saying. So,
yeah,
you slept without sheets.
I slept without sheets.
You Chad-ritoed.
I Chad-ritoed, but I get hot at night. So when I woke up today, comforter on the floor, me starfished on the mattress pad, and my alarm going off.
Yeah, that's great.
At when? 10:30 in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, 10:30 in the morning. And I'd like to get back to this insurance thing because I need you to sign off on it. You know how professional athletes, if or college athletes, if they're for sure going to go pro, they have the value, like this guy's a first round pick.
Sure.
But they're going to return to college for another year. Often they will take out an insurance policy.
And don't they have to take that out at Lloyd's of London?
I don't even know what that is.
Lloyd's of London is an insurance guarantor.
Okay.
That it's like if you're a hand model, you can insure your hands.
Okay.
Or if you are an athlete, I think you can insure your legs.
I think that's exactly like that. What it is. Lloyd's of London sounds like a woman's coat company.
Lloyd's of London sounds
Which is crazy because Lloyd's a man's name.
You show up to Lloyd's of London and you definitely hear, "All right, guys, let's welcome Cinnamon to the main stage." Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like a Northeastern strip club.
Yeah.
So I think with the... Now, we don't need anybody to really know that this podcast is going nowhere. I think we could convince...
We keep saying that, but listen, I've seen it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's great, too. I think it's one of the top five podcasts done by two people who grew up near one another in the middle of Minnesota and became comedians and do a video and audio podcast. In that subcategory, we're top five.
Top 10. Let's say top 10 just to make sure.
So my pitch is if we can convince the insurance people that this thing is on a serious trajectory, which it may or may not be.
Okay.
But if we convince them that it is, I think we can get a healthy insurance policy on you, convincing them that if you die, I get them come-ups for what I lost out on by you. Now, does that incentivize me to not fix the carbon monoxide thing before you go to bed? Maybe. I don't know what's in the policy. I don't know what sort of deaths the policy covers.
I think the fact that we've already talked about it is a problem.
That's going to be a tough one. I don't know that this episode's going to come out if you sign up for this. If you,
And you also have to remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I have two children and I've purchased a home with another human being. So I don't know that you're going to be first on the list.
But what you always say is you always talk about that. You're like, well, I got to make sure I'm taking care of my kids and I got to make sure Kelsey is taken care of. And yes, and it, Chad. And so I'm saying this, it doesn't have
Cody,
to stop at
next.
Two. It can
you're
go
next.
All the way to three. I think I should, this is a great end to this conversation. I think I should be in your will. And I don't even need it to
you
be.
You are in my will. Do you know that?
Am I really?
Yeah.
Do you know that you're in my will?
Really?
Do you know that?
Should we tell each other what we got each other?
Before we die? Should we do it on
the next one?
Should we do it on the next one?
Let's do it on the next episode.
So tune in next week. Well, I don't know what order these are going to
be. No, I was just going to say, fuck that. Because people listening are like, how long has Chad been in Cincinnati and how many times does Cy's dad come right before he gets there?
Yes, it's very, we live a very repetitive life. It's a very, what did you get me? No, I don't want to know. No. Here's the thing. We got to leave that off the show. I want to find that out when...
When I die?
When Kelsey calls me.
Here's
and
the thing.
She's like, oh no.
We don't know. We had a pretty good idea what order we were going to go in.
Yeah, like 15 years
anymore,
ago.
Right.
15 years ago we did, yeah.
But now you might never find out. Here's what I would love to have.
God, that's tough to hear out loud.
I would love to have one of those living wakes where
yes.
you sit in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that they're going to fluff nuts.
Yeah.
But they would probably at a wake anyways. Have you ever heard that?
So you're just pitching a roast because all your friends are comedians.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have like real friends. I mean, hold on. I have real friends.
Nope, say that. Look right
but
into
I'm
the camera
like high
and say that
buddies
again.
And,
yeah,
and
the
like
real
that.
Friends.
Like the friends that mean something in my heart.
Real friends, yep.
But they'd be there and they'd probably tell some stories of us growing up and getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. I think it would just be fun to do that. I think everyone should do that. I think
sure.
I think that'd be very fun. And then they read the will as well.
Okay.
The will as well?
The will as well.
Oh, no. We did it. We came up with a new thing.
So I think all wills should be done video style, like in Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I've been doing, speaking of video style, only because I have been reading.
Is this another plug?
So my special comes out. I have been reading children's books and recording it on my computer for my grandchildren just in case.
Okay.
That's the kind of shit that I think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading books. So I have some books on tape that when I read them, I try to make them funny. Like I would comment normally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for, my kids when they're driving around.
Okay. That's great. Oh, yeah. So this is not a video. This is an audio.
So audio for the book on tape, the long ones. I'm not going to sit there and read a fucking 300 page book to a camera.
There's a,
but I'm talking about, I'm sitting in a chair like I would.
It's got to be near a fireplace.
Yep. If there were kids gathered around, that's what it would look like.
So I think that's a very sweet thing. But there's a sweet spot within that sweet gesture.
Okay.
Where you'll have to have been dead long enough, because that's tough. That's a tough, like, all right, let's put dead Pop.
Yeah.
I almost put a CD in
the
dash.
Why does Grandpa look so much better? Why does he look so nice right now?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got to do that. But also, I'm going to have, this is again in my will, but my legs taxidermied.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have a lap to sit on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You're just from the torso down?
Yeah.
What should we do? So
now, no dick.
Obviously.
The dick and balls get removed.
Yeah, we're going to Ken doll you.
Because that has to do with being in my will.
Yeah, we're going to put it in a jar and keep it in my desk.
Yeah.
Okay. What what are we going to do with the top half of your body?
That gets cremated and sent to science.
Okay, so we're going to, obviously, because science needs a lot of ashes.
Yeah.
They're big, like, oh, good, can we study his ashes?
No, it's more like a fuck you to science. It's like, here, listen.
Hey, look,
these were operating organs, sort of, until the end, if you...
Quit ruining our society, science. Here's a bucket of ashes.
That's right.
The pyramids...
Oh, God.
The pyramids were a power station, and I won't hear anything different. God, if I wasn't scared of... long flights and time changes and other countries and all sorts of stuff. I'd love to go to Egypt and really, really suck in the pyramid experience.
Mm-hmm.
The past is fascinating, Chad.
Well, so is the future.
So there was a man that I read about, and I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
So... there was a gentleman, and he has, well, I'm just going to read you the headline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coast Guard arrests a man trying to run a giant hamster wheel across the Atlantic. They don't mean Atlantic Boulevard. They're talking the ocean. Justin will put this picture up on the screen.
Because we're on YouTube now.
His name is Reza Baluchi. There's no way I'm pulling that off. But his name is Reza Baluchi. He lives in Florida, and he got arrested.
Oh, no way. A man from Florida did this? You're kidding me.
He got arrested 70 miles, nautical miles, to be clear. Do you know what the difference between a nautical mile and a regular mile is?
Yeah, idiot. Keep going.
So, 70 miles north of east of Tybee Island, Georgia. So he's out there, man.
He's out there.
He's 70 miles out there. And the Coast Guard, which was out there preparing for Hurricane Franklin, he was like, hey, man, you shouldn't be out here in a homemade... What it is, it's a bunch of what looks like blown up gas tanks strapped together with wire, and he just runs in it. And his goal... to get to, I kid you not, and why not just let him go? Be like, all right, cool, man, good luck. London.
Isn't
he? He's trying to hamster wheel.
He's going from Florida to London? Why not take a flight to New York City and then try?
Maybe Toronto, whatever, whatever. Toronto, I don't think, is on the ocean, but it's, you know, somewhere in that part of Canada. I think it's very, 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 very funny.
I just don't understand. Was it one of those big? It wasn't one of those big plastic balls that you roll down a hill in.
No. It's not a bubble boy ball.
Okay.
So what it was think of like a float. Let's say 3 foot by 3 foot.
Okay.
And you have a loop of those, like a hula hoop, all tied together, and then you have another one of those on the other side. So it's like, do you know what when you go to the bank and you put your check in the in the chute? It's like one of those. Open-ended on both sides.
Oh.
The floats are on both sides. The wire's across the middle. And he was hamster wheeling across. That had to have been a pretty good conversation where they were like, hey, man, there's a hurricane coming. We don't think you should be out here. And he's like, you don't think my hamster wheel is hurricane ready?
I'm hoping that Hurricane Franklin pushes me to London. I wanted to push me to London, please. I don't understand that because that is... Have you ever used one of those self-propelling treadmills?
Yes.
They are way harder than a normal treadmill because you are actually making it move.
Sure.
And so this seems like... How far is Florida to London? How many miles do you
think? Cody, we'd like to know how far it is from Florida to London. And I would also like to know how much it costs to build a water hamster wheel.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to look that up. I think you're going to have to price that individually.
There's...
What's the dumbest thing that you have... Like, that kind of stuff. Have you done anything that dumb?
For sure.
You've gotten arrested, I know, for stealing.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Just
you think that was the path to this?
I promise you that guy has stolen some stuff.
We did mega slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. We did mega barrel down a snow hill, which is very similar to this, where we had somebody weld. They pulled apart a couple of burn barrels and welded a mega barrel, and then you had to get in mega barrel and go down the hill. I think I've talked on this program before about the terrible decision I made to ride in the trunk of a car across a grade with water on both sides while I just had to spend multiple minutes being like, well, I hope I don't slowly drown in the trunk of the car while my friends climb out the windows and forget about me.
Oh my God, that would almost feel the exact same sensation of being smothered by carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
So the craziest thing I've done, similar to this white trash, like making your own thing, is we would stack a bunch of pallets, and we would play, we didn't call it pallet Jenga, but now that's how we refer to it, because someone would get up on top of all of them, and then you would grab one of them and wrap chains around it, and chains around the car, and then the car would go,
the car,
and it would pull one out, and you would jump and see if you could... The pallet would go, and then the rest of the pallets would go. It's almost like pulling out the tablecloth from under dishes. And you would hope, instead of pulling all the dishes with you, that you would do it so quickly that they would all land back in the same spot. So you would jump off the pallet, and then when they would pull the pallet out, you hoped it would go straight back down, and you'd land on it.
And then somebody else.
And then it was someone else's turn. And you'd rotate all, like, through the six people or whatever that were playing.
I love that a lot.
It was fantastic.
I'm really a big fan of that idea. Yeah.
And there are at least two friends that I know of that we thought their nuts were popped.
Oh.
Yeah. They landed very, very strangely.
Have you seen those? They're called hydrofoil boards. I think they're called hydrofoil boards.
Oh, yeah. I've looked at these for the lake.
The thing where it's like a 3-foot pogo stick. And you're hovering on like a surfboard in the sky.
Yeah. Is yours propelled?
Yes.
The one you're talking about? Okay. Because, it's like it's a surfboard that's on basically a super powered trolling motor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look fantastic.
They do. I saw somebody almost get eaten by a shark on one. And there's a video. And the woman came on and it was great. She was like a specialist and she was commenting on it. She goes, well, you know, they weren't trying to eat a human. They just thought it was an animal, so, you know, don't ride on stuff that looks like animals. But that was all good. But then I don't know if you know this about the internet, anytime anything involves an animal on the internet of any sort, you can go into the comments and watch people argue about animal rights, and you can gas both those sides up so easily. Because you really quickly get to the animals are better than people, like that energy. And I'm there for that energy. I'll watch that energy all day. That's only second to weird old men commenting on hot women's Instagrams.
Sure.
Like, I would treat you right, baby. That sort of stuff.
Well, sometimes it works.
And so the with the shark thing, there was somebody basically saying, all caps, hydrofoil boards cut a shark and caused it to, like, really defending the sharks who kill humans. And really, really a fun conversation. But I don't like the hydrofoil boards. I think
I want one so badly.
Yeah, they're like water unicycles. And I can't get behind it. I don't...
Ran and I were in Chicago. We were watching. We saw a guy cross the street holding a motorized unicycle and had a helmet on. And we were like, okay, listen, this is way too much. You're walking a motorized thing across the street. You have a helmet on already. Ride that fucking thing. What are we waiting for? You think we stopped you think we stopped at a yellow light and didn't go through it because we didn't think you were going to ride that thing?
He bought it. He's always wanted to have a motorized unicycle, but he can't get up the nerve to ride it. So he's just walking around Chicago going like, one of these days, Kenny, one of these days, you're going to ride this fucking bull.
Yeah. Why do you have your helmet on? Well, it takes me quite a while to cross the street with this thing. It's very heavy.
My nephew Ethan, speaking of doing things you shouldn't do, and let's just send him a message right now.
Okay.
I saw a video on Instagram this summer of him. Have you seen the thing where you get on a surfboard behind a boat?
Yeah.
And then you get into the wake and you can let go of the rope and you can just surf behind the boat. No, not wakeboarding, wake surfing.
Okay.
Because wakeboarding is the thing where you have your feet in the boots
and you do the flips
and you wind up on ESPN2. And but Ethan was doing it without a life jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go to that funeral.
Yeah.
I can't go to the, my able-bodied nephew drowned because he was surfing behind a boat without a life jacket with his dumbass friends. So
the wake that's 3 feet from the boat that pushes you towards the boat.
Yes.
And you hit your head on it. Yeah, and then it takes them a while to come get you.
You go under the water because they're like, well, look at that. Yeah. And they're not paying attention.
How am I going to get my Instagram pics without my shirt on, bro?
Yes, exactly.
You think my abs poke through a life jacket?
Maybe.
Ethan,
so listen to me, Jordan Hoy. You are the adult in the boat. I'm just pointing this. This is not a podcast for one person. Jordan Hoy, you make sure my nephew has a fucking life jacket on. Chad and I can't lose him. Tell him.
I'll tell you right now. Jordan.
Jordan Hoy.
Jordan Hoy. Jordan Hoy. We need to make... We have to have Cy get some sort of health insurance money. And I think you're on the right track.
No.
He's not getting it from me.
Absolutely not.
Jordan Hoy, look at me. He's not getting it from me.
You think Ethan's not old enough? He hasn't earned enough. Ethan, here's the thing. Ethan or Ellie or Joel or you, somebody's going to have to take care of me. So I can't have you guys dropping off like fucking flies from stupid shit like carbon monoxide in my home.
Why don't you grow up and have a kid that will take care of you?
Because I don't want to put that sort of pressure on a child. I want to put that sort of pressure on my friends and family that are already of working age.
That's stupid.
I don't think it's stupid. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a kid and you're going to get old. Here's what happens when you have kids. You get old, and you're in your home that you live in, your fucking like feeble retirement home. Like, I wonder if they're coming today.
I'm not going to a retirement home.
Yeah, well, you're the worst guy. You're the angry guy who wouldn't even go to a retirement home
not
where
angry.
You could socialize.
I will sit in my own shit for 10 years before I go into one of those places.
I'm not talking about a nursing home. You're talking about nursing homes. I'm talking about a retirement home.
I can't go to a retirement home because that's not going to make any sense.
What? That wasn't even a sentence.
Because I'm not going to go to a retirement home while my girlfriend or whatever she is then is out like living a normal life. She's going to have to push me around. That's
it. But here's the thing. There could be an age where you go to a retirement home and you might enjoy it.
I don't think so.
I think you're big retirement home people. You just don't understand it yet. I think you'd like that way more than this frigid old man that sits in his house and,
wonder if the mailman's coming today.
Well, and because I want someone to talk to. Absolutely.
And that's what happens in the retirement home. But my point was, you're trying to get me to put all this focus in a kid taking care of me. Here's what I know about kids. They don't come to see you in the retirement homes. Which is why you got to do what we did with my grandma. She's got to live with you. I think you should have Karen at some point. I think Karen should move in with you.
Okay.
At some point, I think we should be a communal living, multi-generational living. And am I a big fan of that? Only because I'm worried that I'm going to be in a home by myself. Like, I hope somebody comes for 20 minutes again this week.
I'll come and see you.
I don't like that I sound like that and you're still able to come see
yes,
me.
Yes, I love it.
I don't think that's
good. I'll tell you, we bought a way too big of a house for two people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is because...
Plenty of room for me and
if we do
mom.
Have family,
yeah.
We want to make sure that they can... We don't even know.
Yeah, that's very that comfortable. They're there. I saw rooms for myself, Karen,
yeah.
Joel. I think you could bring all of us.
We're not bringing a competition of to best friend to my house.
But you could, we could Trinity. There could be a Trinity.
No.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Sorry. Listen, Joel, I know you're listening, but it's too much.
Just got some information from the producer, Cody. Yeah, Florida to London, 4,000 miles.
Weirdly, exactly 4,000 miles.
So here's what I'd like you to do.
Yeah.
I'd like you to go outside and walk a half a mile and then pretend that was in a self-made hamster wheel in the fucking ocean. And see if you think you're going to make it. You got to let people like that go. You just got to let him go. Also, let's film it.
Yeah, let's film it. Because what I would really love to see is him trying to get past the break in that goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the waves, he's in the impact zone and just getting crushed and crushed and crushed. It probably took him an hour just to get out past the waves.
By the way, I read in the article that they've arrested him multiple times. So he's like a guy who, but he's not in prison or anything. So it's not like an escape. But multiple times the Coast Guard has had to be like, hey, fella, you can't.
He seems like one
of those. Can't hamster wheel out here, brother.
Yeah, he seems like one of those guys where he has an elliptical bike that cruises around town that just gets in the way of everything.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, man, Jim, we've told you 100 times. You can't be riding this goddamn thing through a parking lot. And he's like, where do you want me to take it? The water? And they're like, yeah, whatever. And then he's like, okay, all right.
Well, and you got to be careful with those guys. Have you heard that? Do you remember that story they did a documentary years ago where there was that guy who, I'm going to do a really bad job at this, but you might know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There's this guy in this small town that he essentially, you know, they came in and fucked him over, like the city, whatever, voted against some stuff, screwed his land over. Everybody dicked him over. And so he built...
Is this a story of Native Americans?
No. He built a tank. He built, like, he was a welder. So he built, like, a welded tank and then destroyed the fucking town with his tank. Really, like, it's actually a pretty horrific, sad story. No, it's a real life story.
Is it really?
It's an absolute real life story.
I can't wait to look that up.
I mean, it's a very, like, it's... You know in the movie The Mask, how they say that, you know, whoever the mask goes on turns that person into a super version of, like, Jim Carrey was silly, so in The Mask he was like a cartoon character. Dorian Gray was evil, so in The Mask he was super evil. Sure. So I think this guy is essentially just Chad in The Mask. He's out there frustrated with public. Is it fucked up?
It's kind of fucked up.
It's probably the best metaphor either of us have used on this show in... quite some time.
If I put a mask on, I'm not going to go away from public and try to get to London on a hamster.
No,
wheel.
The guy who destroys the town.
Oh,
in
yeah.
An armored
Never
tank.
Mind.
I fucking felt like I nailed that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you're a build an armored tank in my shed and ruin the town.
I don't
sort
know
of guy.
How to build an armored tank. So what I would do, my version of that, is going to get a rental car, like a really big one, and then get the insurance.
It's kind of like the man's version of the Pretty Woman scene where she comes back in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. I think that's the man version of that.
Oh, that's a perfect scene.
Yeah. I think, by the way, let's go. I don't want to get too far away from the hamster wheel thing. How do you think you'd do in a water world? Let's talk Kevin Costner.
Water world?
How do you think you would do in a water world?
I would need a month to train, but I think I'd do okay.
I think I would really... Yeah.
Swimming uses muscles that I don't use on land, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you give me a month,
maybe
a month
you should
of summer
get into
in a
swimming.
Lake.
Have you ever thought about swimming for exercise?
I do swim for exercise in the summer.
In your lake?
Yeah.
I'm talking like, do you think...
I'm not going to be in a pool.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to be... Because you get out and then I'm all itchy and my hair feels like straw from the chlorine.
That's...
No, thank you. Here's what we do. Listen.
That's... How can that be... That can't be everybody's experience.
We have a little part in our lake.
You could take a
lake.
Shower after the pool.
It's too much. We have a little part in our lake that's 400 yards.
You live in the big city
long.
Now. There's pools everywhere.
I don't want to go to a pool.
But I'm telling you, I think the thing with swimming is it's a long and trim exercise.
Right.
It's a nice cardio.
It lengthens your
it
muscles.
It lengthens you. And I'm saying that might do a daddy body good.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, well.
I love swimming in the summer. I just don't like pools.
Is it you really feel that itchy?
It burns my, absolutely. It burns my eyes. I feel itchy.
You can wear goggles. Most people wear goggles if they swim in the pool.
I wear goggles. What I used to do so I could keep my head down the whole time is wear a mask and a snorkel while swimming laps.
I can't.
But then now my beard lets the water in, so I can't do it.
You could get, it feels like you have low-end equipment.
I don't have low-end equipment. I just have a beard that the suction won't suction because of the hair. It just won't do it.
I mean, I also have a beard and I've worn masks. Like you're talking about, are you talking about goggles, the big, thick goggle mask?
Yeah, well, the one that attaches to a snorkel.
Well, how is that even touching your beard?
The mask?
Yeah, the mask goes like this. It barely rims the beard.
Oh, mine goes all the way down to the beard. Because it goes under your nose.
What?
The mask goes under your nose when you're breathing through a snorkel, you shithead. Stop looking at me like I'm crazy.
But you can get the snorkels that only go in your mouth. And you can get the mask that just only goes right here. There's so many better ways.
Then I'm going to have to strap another thing around my head to fucking pinch my nose so I don't get water in my nose. I'm going to look like I'm in a constant sleep study.
First of all, it can go over your nose. The mask that I'm talking about covers your nose, and it's included in the mask.
It pushes on my mustache. It won't work.
Second of all, you can just push air out of your nose. Haven't you ever gotten in a pool and sank to the bottom of it by going...
Yeah, with my mouth shut, but not when it's jarred open by a fucking snorkel.
But that's
because
you can't breathe out of your mouth. I'm right. You can breathe out of your mouth and not your nose. Watch.
Not when you're dying because you're not good at swimming. Your body's like, pull it in from everywhere. I've breathed in through my ears, motherfucker. I am not good at swimming.
Okay, well, we could have started there instead of blaming it on the pool.
It's the mask.
See, that's what I'm saying. You could just say I'm not good at swimming.
No, I'm fine at swimming.
You just said you weren't.
I'm telling you, though, the mask goes underneath and it won't seal because of my mustache.
Okay.
And then water gets into my eyes. I'm just not into it. I love, love, love swimming in a lake, and when it's shallow enough where I don't have to worry about sinking, it's perfect.
Okay.
Now, what else were you going to say?
Nothing. That's all.
You just got me riled up for no point.
Well, I think it'd be, I don't remember what any of this had anything to do with, but I just think you should take up swimming. It's a great exercise.
That's all you brought it up. You said you're going to take up swimming. You had no point after that.
Sometimes a conversation is just about helping a friend. It doesn't always have to have some greater point, Chad.
Would I collect your life insurance if you drove off a cliff?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Because of who I have the policy written towards collecting.
Well, who's that?
And that'll do it for us on Middle of Somewhere. We'll see you next week.
Who is that?
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.